I think the first point that's interesting to discuss is that the gains are not growing. There is a limit in place in terms of numbers of athletes that can participate. So even if we have new sports, the total numbers of athletes remain constant to avoid the games becoming too big. This is the reality both for the Summer and the Olympic Games. The IOC is also focusing heavily to limit the game's footprint, and this includes minimize construction. To start with, there is no new venues required for hosting an Olympic Games. The focus is fully on using existing venues and only building new ones if there is a very clear long-term need in place. If we take, for example, the case of LA 28, they're going for what they call the radical reuse, that is 100% of existing or temporary. Paris is on 95% of existing and temporary. So there is a big effort to contain the growth and to not make the games growth. What is growing is the reach and visibility of the games using digital innovation and engagement. So the IOC has always been concerned about assessing and minimizing the environment, social and economic impact of the games and the impact it has on the local communities. And this is just growing with every passing year, every passing edition, let's say, this concern. So over time, we have built a series of recommendations and requirements to help each organizer, each host city or region to adapt to challenges and to adapt to the needs of their own context. The city or region that's hosting the games doesn't need to change to receive the games. The games should adapt to the host city or region. We have some requirements in terms, for example, they all need to be certified for sustainability management. They all need to be transparent about climate emissions. From 2030, they all need to reduce the emissions by 50% aligned with Paris Agreement. And the Games of Paris in 2024 is already anticipating this commitment and having a 50% agreement. In addition, they need to help others, for example, the suppliers, those organizations that they influence, to also adopt lasting low carbon solutions.
Can I ask, how does the IOC evaluate a host city's success in meeting these sustainability goals? And if not, what practical action can the IOC take?
We ask for transparency. First of all, on the goals, they need to have a policy, a strategy, and a plan for achieving all this that is adapted to the local reality. And then they need to monitor, measure, and report in a transparent way. For this, we ask them to use, when existing, international standards to report, for example, what happened directly related to the games. And when it doesn't exist, we collaborate with other organizations to create. If we look on specific things such as the carbon footprint, for example, we have a methodology that was created for the 2012 games that already asked a reporting on the full scope of emissions. The focus is really on reporting transparency and credibility using international standards, having certification by independent bodies, having discussion with stakeholders when deciding how to measure. And we also understand that no two games editions are the same. What we measure for Tokyo, it's not necessarily the same things we measure for Paris, because these two societies are different, and we need to take into account each Olympic host context. Currently, they all have a sustainability impact and legacy report. It's an obligation from our host contract, Olympic host contract. They need to publish two reports before the games and two reports after the games to monitor on the social, economic, and environmental aspects.
So the Olympic Agenda 2020, is this where the greening of the Olympics philosophy came from? When, for example, the sustainability and legacy reporting requirement, when did that start?
Vancouver 2010 for winter, there was already a requirement to report. But what happened with Agenda 2020 is that it was a real game changer in the way the IOC chooses the hosts of the Olympic Games and manages the games. Sustainability was present before, but with Agenda 2020, it really became part of the heart of the Games project from before the host is elected up to the decades after the game. So it's full life cycle. It's much more structured than it was before. We always adapting not only to the host, but to the times we live and the global challenges and context. Some of the requirements related to the climate crisis that as it's accelerate, we need to answer strongly. But also we have some global challenges more on the social side, for example, such as obesity and the link with the lack of physical activity. We know from data with the World Health Organization that this is a major public health global issue. We now also ask, as part of the requirements to host the games, the establishment of lasting policies to encourage people to be more active, or addressing economic inequalities in the way the games are delivered.
Are there any of the sustainability goals particularly challenging for host cities, and why is this?
Each edition of the games will have a different set of challenges. Some, they will be more focused in a different area. There are some that for us are very important and always present. For example, health and well-being, because after all, this is a sported event, and it's important that there are actions to help people to become more active. Gender equality, it's always present. Climate, biodiversity, but also things such as how the games, hosting the games, can contribute to accelerate local policies on sustainable cities. But for example, Paris is really focused on the challenge of physical inactivity, and they use the games as an opportunity to push the French government to adopt a new policy where the elementary schools are having 30 minutes of physical activity daily with the kids.
Sustainability is one of the three pillars of the Olympic Agenda 2020. How is this going to impact Olympic Games going forward?
Paris will be the first edition to have the full impact of those changes of Agenda 2020. And then we can see the results of that. For example, two important points, the 50% in reductions of emissions on the carbon footprint footprint compared with previous editions. If you compare with London, that was in Europe, and there are some similarities. The 95% of use of existing and temporary competition venues, the focus on mobilizing society and the creation of lasting policies to promote physical activity, circular economy, they making big steps. They also did a kind of a material footprint for the games to look into all materials that are mobilized and make them more sustainable. There is a lot of things still to work on.
I had one more question. What inspires you?
What inspires me? It is the possibility to drive positive changes and to influence this change with different organizations in the network.